where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. And that's it for the Washington Capitals season. The Caps lose the decisive Game 7 to the Pittsburgh Penguins as their long postseason misery continues. The President's Trophy-winning Caps fail to get beyond the second round for the seventh time in as many chances in the Alex Ovechkin era. The defending champion Penguins, meanwhile, are now 8 wins away from another Stanley Cup. New information on what may have led up to the firing of FBI Director James Comey.
Sources say the President ultimately concluded that Comey was, quote, his own man, fiercely independent, ultimately firing him for never providing Trump personal loyalty and because the Russia investigation was accelerating.
Correspondent Joe Johns, the president makes it clear that he thought James Comey simply wasn't doing a good job, and that's why he fired him. Now, one local Democrat says he may have a new job for Comey.
The Senate Intelligence Committee has asked ousted FBI Director James Comey to appear before the committee next week. Committee Vice Chair and Virginia Senator Mark Warner says at least one other senator has suggested hiring Comey.
I would love to hire somebody of Jim Comey's merit and knowledge of particularly complicated investigations. I'm not sure all the rest of the colleagues will agree, but if he's willing to take on that role, I'd work to try to convince my colleagues that we ought to use him.
Warner called Comey's firing a, quote, loss for the nation. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Leaders of the Washington area business community are telling regional government leaders that they have their backs when it comes to finding dedicated funding for Metro.
Metro is the economic engine of the D.C. area, according to Greater Washington Board of Trade President Jim Dinegar. He says the entire region needs to work together to keep Metro running in the face of major budget problems. The transit agency needs a dedicated funding source.
You don't want to have these discussions 10 times over the next 10 years. Have it once, and let's have a dedicated stream.
He recommends a 1% regional sales tax. Sharon Bulova, who represents Fairfax County on COG, asks,
how do you make that equitable?
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
You may not know it, but if you drive into D.C., chances are your trip is taking you over a structurally deficient bridge or two.
It's worth noting that that doesn't mean it's in danger of collapsing, just that one or more major components are starting to fall apart. In the district,
there's 9 structurally deficient bridges, and those bridges equate to 253,733 daily crossings.
Says Justin Lawyer of the Auto Insurance Center. Its study says D.C. leads the nation in percentage of overall bridges that are functionally obsolete, the fewest proposed bridge replacements. Maryland and Virginia aren't off the hook. They're both in the bottom 10, the percentage of the state's bridges built in the last 10 years.
So a lot of these bridges, when they were built, they weren't built for the high-capacity traffic that they're currently taking.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In New Orleans this morning, under heavy police presence, workers are removing a statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis. It's the second Confederate monument to be removed from public view in New Orleans after the city council voted 2 years ago to remove 4 such landmarks. And some scientists in Toronto apparently are Ghostbusters fans. They've named a newly identified dinosaur Zool, after the monster from the original 84 Ghostbusters movie. The Royal Ontario Museum says the scientific team picked the name Zool based on the features of the dinosaur's head, which they say makes it kind of look like, well, Zool. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 20,943, the Nasdaq at 6129. Sports, the Caps season ends with a Game 7 loss to the Penguins. The Wizards are now one game away from elimination after a loss to the Celtics. The bright spot for the evening, a walk-off win for the Nationals.
Base hit! Base hit! The Nets are going to win it! Matt Wieters walks off Baltimore!
Bob Carpenter with the call on Masson. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.com. 7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a change for the better. 66. That's been the slow stretch trying to get up through to the Capitol Beltway earlier. Car fire extinguished, taken care of. Activity remains on the left shoulder. But again, travel lanes have been reopened. So 66 pushing quite slow as you come in from near the Fairfax County Parkway. Also improving, as far as the incident's concerned, we have heavy delays Beltway as you pass Arena Drive, but that crash now confined to the left shoulder. Still very active in Northwest D.C. Car overturns somehow. southbound side of North Capitol Street, south of Michigan Avenue at Channing Street. So a lot of activity. You are intermittently getting by with police direction through at the scene. For DC 295, it's been about the volume coming off of both 50 and the BW Parkway, heading south down toward East Capitol Street, Pennsylvania Avenue. Lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Damp weather pattern over the next few days. We'll see rain coming in as we head through this morning. And as we go through the morning, the rain picks up a little bit. Maybe a few rumbles of thunder. And on again, off again, rainfall this afternoon. Right around 60. Overnight tonight, rain tapers off to showers, 52. Tomorrow, east breeze, 56. Occasional showers for the afternoon. And some showers on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Vienna, 53 in Kensington, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Another memorial to the Confederacy is coming down this morning in New Orleans. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.